You're listening to Dear Adult Daughter, a podcast for those who want to take care of themselves in the relationship they have with their mothers. The last podcast that I recorded was about a decision that I made to stop calling my mother every 2 weeks. And I also wrote about that decision to my email newsletter list. I call them my love notes. And I got a lot of responses to that. And it made me realize that, you know, because we're human beings, we compare ourselves to others. And it was really fascinating because I also attended recently an event at which a woman who spoke at the event talked about the relationship she had with her mother. So, and it made me compare myself to her. So I want to talk about some of the things that people have said to me, other adult daughters have said to me about the relationship they have with their mothers in response to the things that I've said about the relationship that I have with my mother. And to talk a little bit about this comparison thing that happens. So after I both spoke about it on the podcast and in my love notes, I got messages back like, I've been struggling with my decision to remain no contact with my mom, partly because I was using your continued contact with your mom against myself. And somebody else said, well, you had it so much worse than I. And yet somebody else said, well, I just learned to stop taking her words so personally. And then I was able to have a relationship with her. And somebody else wrote and said, well, I'm completely estranged from my mother and I'm at peace. I have no guilt. And then there's what this woman at the event said. She told the story about how her mother literally tried to kill her by pulling out a gun and sticking it in her face, and how now she's her mother's caregiver. And when I say caregiver, I don't know all the details, but I'm under the impression that her mother is in a nursing home. It's not like this adult daughter is, you know, changing her mother's diapers or anything like that. But what's interesting is that as I listened to her story and her telling of it, I could feel myself tightening with apprehension and a bit of defensiveness, because I was like, okay, this woman is about to share some pretty potent magic about how an adult daughter could go from her mother literally threatening her life to deciding to take care of her mother and not be seething with resentment, and not because she's afraid of being swallowed whole by guilt or out of some false sense of duty, or because someone said to her, you only have one mother, or any of those other asinine things that people say to adult daughters who have limited or no contact with their mothers. And inside I was thinking, what does she know that I don't know? But here's the thing. As she told her story, I realized there's no magic here. She's not doing this because she somehow has transcended her humanity and is now a selfless, spiritually evolved saint. She has not turned into a robot void of emotion and set to run on a program, and she still has a nervous system that gets triggered. She's doing it. And this is my interpretation. She's doing it because she's leaning into the values that she defines. And she's maintaining awesome boundaries. And she's giving herself permission to change her mind about any part of it at any time. What she's doing is taking care of herself in that relationship. She's clean and clear about her decision. She likes her reasons for her decision. And she sees growth in herself that she wants to experience it, wants to experience. She's not doing it for her mother. She's not doing anything that she doesn't want to do. Because here's the thing, right? You and I, neither of us, we are not selfless, spiritually evolved saints, right? You are not a robot void of emotion set to run on a program, and you still have a nervous system that will get triggered. You are a living, breathing, growing, evolving, mind-changing human. Sometimes growth and evolution means going no contact. Sometimes it means reestablishing contact with healthy boundaries in place. Sometimes it means stepping in and becoming a legal guardian. Sometimes it means taking a break and not seeing or talking to your mother for 6 months or a year or whatever. Sometimes it means you will sit at her bedside and hold her hand as she dies, or not. Sometimes it means telling the truth at her funeral. And I think I may have recorded a podcast about that. I did write about it, and I'll link to that in the show notes. Sometimes it means calling every 2 weeks, and sometimes it means not doing that anymore. Because most of your final decisions are made in a state of mind that is not going to last. And we can thank the writer Marcel Proust for that bit of wisdom. So you get to change your mind as many times as you want to. You get to want what you want and to not want what you don't want, because ultimately there is no magic thing that you can do or say that will make the woman who gave birth to you or who adopted you or raised you transform into the healthy, loving mother you want her to be. And to be honest, I both hate that so much and I find it to be an incredible relief. Much, much love, Karen.